Hello, I'm Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan, welcoming you to Encore, Radio Prague's monthly show about Czech classical music.
We've just heard part of a concerto for viola and orchestra written by the man who was probably the very first virtuoso violist, Karl Stamitz, who was born in 1745 and lived until 1801.
And I'm always tempted to pronounce it viola, but you assure me that it is viola.
Indeed.
Viola being a woman's name. And it's a sort of alto voice of the violin family, isn't it? It's if you think of violins as sopranos, violas as altos, cellos as tenors, and contrabasses or double basses as bass.
Basses, yes. And like a good alto voice, the viola has a rich, dark, mellow sound. But it's a little complicated with violas. Technically, to fulfill their alto role, they should be halfway in size between a violin and a cello. But that makes for an unplayable instrument, too large to hold on your shoulder, like a violin, and too small to support between the legs, like a cello. So the current form of the viola is a bit of a compromise. It's about 2 inches longer than the violin, and of course it's played held on the shoulder, like the violin. But that slight difference in length is enough to make it quite a challenge to play. Many people would say it's harder to play well than the violin.
Which begs the question, why then does the viola tend to be the butt of jokes among musicians?
Oh, well, why did the chicken cross the road? To get away from the viola recital? Of course, you know, a violist would say to get away from the violin recital. There are a million terrible jokes on about that level. And it's totally unfair because the viola is a wonderful instrument. And there are jokes about all the instruments. You can find them on the web if you like. But the viola jokes seem to get the most attention. Well, let's be sort of serious now and return to Karl Stamitz's Concerto in D Major for Viola and Orchestra. And listen to the lovely, deep singing tone that violist Jan Pieruszka gets out of the instrument.
Wonderful, like a good deep red wine, that. It was violist Jan Pieruszka with part of the slow movement of Karl Stamitz's Viola Concerto D, accompanied by the Prague Chamber Philharmonic. And, Patricia, there's one question that's been plaguing me. Is this Karl Stamitz the same Stamitz after whom the present-day well-known Stamitz String Quartet is named?
Actually, this is the son of the more famous and influential Jan Vaclav Stamitz, who was born in Havličkův Brod, but he's probably better known under the German form of his name, Johann Stamitz. In Czech, it's spelled S-T-A-M-I-C, and in German, S-T-A-M-I-T-Z. And this Stamitz is chiefly known as the founder of the so-called Mannheim School, which of course is not a school, but a style of orchestral playing that was very innovative at the time.
And which time was this?
Well, Stamitz took over the court orchestra in Mannheim in 1741, and it was one of the major centers of music in Germany at the time, in the German lands, I should say. And evidently, he was a very charismatic leader, for he quickly built the orchestra into perhaps the finest orchestra of the day. The British writer Dr. Burney called it, quote, an army of generals, equally competent to plan a campaign and to fight it.
That really sounds rather intimidating and formidable for an orchestra. Let's listen to something from Johann Stamitz. This, like the previous pieces, is from a new Supraphon CD called J.V. Stamitz and Sons. There was another composer's son too called Anton. Violist Jan Pieruszka with the opening of the Viola Concerto in G by Jan Václav or Johann Stamitz, accompanied by the Prague Chamber Philharmonic.
And now we'll quickly turn to slightly more recent music. Well, that is from 1881. Bedřich Smetana's very last piano piece, The Romance in G minor, written a few years after the onset of his deafness. Pianist Jitka Čechová has just released the third in her ongoing series of discs of a complete recording of Smetana's piano works. Let's hear it now. Pianist Jitka Čechová with Bedřich Smetana's Romance in G Minor on a new Superfon release. And that's all we have time for today. But before we close, a long overdue word of thanks to Mr. Pavel Bílek of CDmusic.cz. Mr. Bílek has a small shop specializing in CDs of Czech music in Prague, and he very kindly lends us the CDs we use on this program, which frankly makes it possible to do the show.
And we do have a link to his shop on the Encore page of our website, www.radio.cz. So my thanks too to Mr. Bílek. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can reach us at english@radio.cz, or you can write to us at Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic.
And we'll leave you today more Smetana, the Skočná, or Jumping Dance, from his second series of Czech dances for piano. Again, pianist Jitka Čechová. But for now, from me, Patricia Goodson.
And from me, David Vaughan.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.